Local sounds for you and your local station. That's Elmo Kuka with Kyle Deutsch from Durban, keeping your heart safe. 13 minutes to go before we get to the top of the hour. Your next news bulletin just around the corner, but right now I got news for you. Fresh from our local running club, the Dolphin Coast Striders, there is a really cool community initiative kicking off tomorrow, and a chance for you to be part of something quite special. I don't think I've ever heard of anything quite like this before, certainly not on the Dolphin Coast. To give us a little more information about what's unfolding, we've got, one of our favorite pod members, Nick Akampora from the Dolphin Coast Striders, in the house with us. Nick, good morning, my friend. How you doing?
Good morning, Mark. Good morning, everyone.
We are super excited, man, lacing up running shoes here. You've been telling me a little bit about what's about to kick off tomorrow. And I already heard rumblings that one of the most legendary members of the pod squad, Harry Buerta, who has tackled, I think, more epic things, more exciting adventures than anyone I know. I reckon I stand to be corrected, but just about every continent where there is something to run, he has run a marathon or an epic adventure race, and he's doing it again. He's setting off on a desert adventure this time. Am I right?
Yes, correct. He is setting off on the Marathon de Sable, which is a grueling multi-day stage race, 250 km over a week of racing. The days range between 40 km, and there's a long day that's almost 90 km. And yeah, it's an exceptional event. It's one of those that people dub as the toughest event on earth. And our very own Harry Buerta is lining up at the start this weekend. So we are there for him.
Holy moly. Listen, we got Harry's daughter in the house with us right now. Heather is on microphone number two. Heather, how are you?
I'm very well, thank you.
Are you excited? Are you nervous for your dad? What's going through your mind as he sets off on this epic adventure?
Okay, great. Thanks. Now I'm going to be in tears, but that's fine. Yeah, so it's a self-sustained adventure, and it's something that he's been trying to do for the last 3 years. 2019, he was going to be going off to do it, and because of an injury, he didn't go. Then, of course, COVID came by. Now, at the age of 81, he is now finally going to be getting to that starting line on Saturday. And his biggest goal is just to get there and enjoy every moment. And my dad's one of those amazing guys. Once he sets his mind to do something, he does it 100% wholeheartedly.
This is incredible. And look, he is definitely a senior, and I believe he'll be the oldest guy out in the desert. I don't know if anyone his vintage has ever attempted something like this.
Correct. He is the oldest. He even got onto Paris News.
International headline.
International headline, yeah. So he's officially the oldest person to be doing this marathon
and putting the youngsters to shame. This man is look. He obviously he's in tip-top peak physical condition, but his mental toughness, I think, is most admirable. Because I mean, if you listen to some of the tales of things that he's endured, from like polar Arctic conditions, Everest base camp, I mean, I've got a fond memory of Harry being this. You know, I've only ever tackled comrades once. Once was enough for me, but I nearly didn't make it. Towards the end, I was really flagging, and Harry was on the roadside
with his
ice lollies, cheering people on, and he gave me a little tablet, one of those caffeine pills, and he said, "Listen, when you're really hitting the wall, bite down on this. It'll give you that." I tell you what, that thing, if it wasn't, I made it with 2 minutes to spare, but it's because of Harry, and he's that kind of guy. He's always there cheering others on, and he doesn't want to brag about his own accomplishments, but today we're shining a spotlight on him because he really is doing something incredible, and he's an inspiration. You know, he just doesn't stop, and he keeps setting his goalposts on the next big thing, and humbly just, you know, getting on with it and you know, knocking these historic milestones off the calendar. So what's happening on the home front this weekend, Nick, from the Dolphin Coast Strider side to cheer Harry on?
So we're organizing an event which is starting tomorrow evening at 6 p.m. and it's called Run/Walk with Harry, because, you know, as part of the Marathon de Sable, there's a lot of walking involved. We don't expect everyone to come and run. So anybody is welcome. We're going to be setting up two load shedding proof treadmills in front of the clubhouse. And we basically, the goal is to keep that treadmill running for 24 hours, both treadmills.
Wow.
Either that or 250Ks combined on the treadmills will get us to the end of our event. And that's just to show the community support for the legendary Harry, to know that the community is behind him. And we're just going to try to go through a little bit of what Harry is going to go through. I mean, we're going to try and go through the night. Harry's going to have to go through a few of those. And he's going to be alone out there in the desert. So we're there for him. And this is what we're trying to do.
That's incredible. And that distance, is that the total distance that he'll be covering?
Yeah, roughly 250Ks. They only really found out the exact distance on the bus drive to the actual event on Friday morning. So it's one of those events that everything gets kept very sheltered until you get there. So you don't even know the length of the stages. You don't know the length of the long days. There's just rumors going around.
Oh, my word.
But you have to be self-supported. I think that's another thing that we have to mention. It's self-supporting through the desert. So you have to carry all your food, water, drink, medical, everything with you for the duration of the event. So you get given X amount of water in the morning, and you got to make that water last you for the stage, as well as for your cooking, as well as for any cleaning that you want to do. That is your water. So how you use it, you use it. It's an extreme event that he is going to be taking part in. So we're just there for him, and we're organizing this event. Try to get the community support out. And Harry has found out about it. Heather broke the news to him yesterday. How was he yesterday, Heather?
Yeah, so because my dad is such a humble person, I didn't want to let him know about this and put extra pressure on him. So just before he left for the airport, I broke the news and told him we are doing this event because we're wanting to support you. My dad is not a man that comes to tears very easily, and those tears were definitely rolling. His heart was full of gratitude, absolutely full of gratitude. However, he did then put in a little nugget, and he said, okay, awesome that you guys are doing this. Here's a little nugget. And he went to the garage, came back, and he gave me his training pack that he's been training with.
Oh, yeah?
And his weights that he's been carrying. So he's going to be carrying 8 kgs on his back every single day while doing 42 Ks, and then this longer one, which is almost a comrade's day, basically. So he says, if anybody really wants to feel what it's about while they're on the treadmill, here's my training pack, here's my weights, and they can put it on their back, and they can have that full experience of what he's going through.
Wow! Yeah. Oh, man! So now I'm fired up. How can people who are keen to be part of this this movement, this awesome act of support, how can folks get involved and book a spot on a treadmill and just be part of the vibe?
So we have a flyer going around. We're going to share it on our social medias, so on the Dolphin Coast Riders Facebook and as well as Instagrams. On there's a link to a questionnaire that you can go and fill out, and you can put a slot in. You can choose to devote X amount of kilometers, X amount of time, or just rock up anytime between 6 p.m. tomorrow and 6 p.m. Saturday. We will be there. We'll have the fires burning. There'll be food, drink, anything you want and need, and a good community vibe. That's the main thing.
Man, so keeping that going right through the night and until you get to that that number, or until you get to that cutoff.
Time. Yeah,
it's going to be such a vibe, and it's all come together. Teamwork makes the dream work, obviously. Heather, from your side.
Yeah, just wanting to mention that if anybody wants to follow him and do the live tracking, because I always get tongue-twisted on the word. The Marathon Disciples, on their website, there is an option where you can live track. And if you'd like to follow him throughout the period of time, his race number is 969, and we'll have that up on the at the Dolphin Clubhouse. So if you want to follow him, you can follow him during the period of time that he's out there, and you can see where he is in the middle of nowhere.
Crazy. The desert. Oh, man, this is so cool. Wow, we're all holding thumbs, crossing the toes and fingers, and keeping Harry in our thoughts. We know he's gonna get through this one like he always does, and can't wait to. You know, he's such a humble guy, but we need to get him on the radio once he returns safely. I want to hear about this incredible adventure, and with all of the support from the home team, we know it's going to be one for the books. And so keep your eyes on the Dolphin Coast Striders social media pages. Nick, what are the handles there?
It's at Dolphin Coast Striders on Instagram, and then Dolphin Coast Striders on Facebook. It's a normal Facebook page.
There you go. Yeah. You'll see the event information there, that special QR code that you can scan, and you can book a little slot. Your turn on the treadmill. And there's lots of local support and sponsors that have come on board for, you know, food and coffee. And it's just, it's going to be an absolute vibe over the weekend at the Dolphin Coast Riders Clubhouse. And we're so excited for this one, guys. Well done to the home team, the pod squad. And go Harry.
Yeah, go Harry.
Awesome.
And thanks, Mike. We'll be chatting definitely on the other side of the weekend and doing the live tracking. And Heather, looking forward to getting you back in here with your old man.
Oh, thank you. I appreciate that.
You heard it here on Radio Life and Style.